Wherever we are across the globe, the nature of formal and informal learning environments is changing dramatically. But I want to just call out five things, Gavin, very quickly, where I think we are seeing really big shifts. The first is in the role of government, away from regulator, provider to enabler and broker. The second is in the area of who the new providers are that are coming into the marketplace in very mixed markets now across all of our geographies. The third is on the demand side, and that is, I wouldn't use the word student voice or learner voice, I'd use the word learner agency. It's much more a shift in power, and I know that's different at different age groups. The fourth is technology, which people have talked about, and Carol, you just brought in the question around an expanded workforce. I mean, wherever you go now, we're having conversations that have shifted the debate across each of those five dimensions, and you hope it's going to serve both improvement and it will be very much part of innovation. Just to give you one example, the second WISE yearbook, Learning a Living, that of course many of us are aware of because we're at WISE last year when it was released, have a look at the 15 examples, and they are certainly not defined in terms of innovation or improvement to particular geographies. It is not a split between developed and developing. It's across all geographies. We can learn from each other in this debate as we are tonight.